I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Yeah, so as we begin, Swoosh says it in the chat, pour one out, moment of silence for Fat Kid Deals. Just taken off of Twitter for no damn reason.
I will remember you. Do
you remember me?
Remember me?
A news organization picked that up, and it was like 700,000 people or something. Follow that and use it every day. It's like, holy cow.
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, they clearly finance Antifa. It was only a matter of time.
This is a good point.
Eventually. This is a good point. Or this is someone in the Big Ten knowing that, you know, they're just feeding money into the program and they're trying to cut the ducks off at the knees.
The baseball program. The baseball program's been on the upswing and they're like, let's cut them at the ankles. You know what I mean?
Yep. Got to bring him back down to the level that Big Ten baseball is, which is.
Well, let me ask you this: what part of Albany are they based in? That's the question here. Is it West Albany? Because West Albany is an indicator.
Unincorporated, which is
unincorporated.
The biggest flex as an adult, outside of like moving to like Brentwood, is just moving to like unincorporated middle of nowhere. It's
pretty good.
Really the flex.
It's a good deal if you can get it. Don't we have one of those like in our area? Like, isn't like if you drive far enough out River Road, like you're technically not on any grid or something?
Yeah, I think like somewhere on like between like Maxwell and River Road is unincorporated still. There's areas.
Out Beacon or whatever it is. Yeah.
So not all the way out there by the fucking the loony bin out there. Not that far.
No,
River
even
Road.
Well before
even
that.
Well before like, that, even. All right.
Yeah.
Like I think like the Prairie Schooner, like within
the
last
schooner, year. Yeah.
Okay.
It was unincorporated until like the last 10 years.
That would make sense with what I have only been there. I've been there a handful of times.
I was going to ask.
What I've seen, I guess that makes sense.
I live in that area, by the way. I am a stone's throw from the Prairie Schooner. So you guys have been there?
I've only been there once. Okay. I've only been there once.
So, Ski, I assume you did some sort of gambling there. I assume that was happening when you went there.
Well, I mean, that's half of the schooner is that.
So did you go at night?
Yes, it was night times.
Okay.
Also daytimes. I've been there.
I cannot recommend going there for breakfast enough.
That's what I was going to say.
It kicks ass. Kicks
the
ass.
The rep for their breakfast is kind of off the charts.
So good.
Yeah, so I got a buddy like you who lives way out, like the far end of River Road there, and he likes to, you know, play the machines and have himself a beer.
The schooner
is a fantastic spot.
It really is. Yeah, just and out of nowhere. Like, kind of out of nowhere, because you go down Northwest Expressway, you take a right, and you're like, oh, I'm on Irving and Irvington. Like, these are like, this is busy River Road stuff. And then you take a left instead, you go over the train tracks, and you're in fucking Nothingsville. It's great. It's great.
I think there's there's also a granola factory out there.
There is. I think the Busy Bee.
Which smells good.
The Busy Bee, like, honey place is, like, down there.
I think that's different. Okay. Yeah, there's Busy Bee, and then I think there's Attune, which is the granola factory. Mm-hmm.
And the nicest the nicest fucking gas station you will ever see in your life is also on that street, by the way. Like, if you go a little bit farther, like, holy shit.
I know
shit.
What you're talking about.
Holy shit. Like,
it's not a Buc-ee's, but...
No, it might as well be.
It's as good Pacific as the West Coast has.
It's,
yeah.
It's pretty...
It really is. Yeah.
It really is.
It's so nice. What did you miss, Nutsy? And thank you for the subscription, by the way. You missed us giving you flowers and, you know, pouring one out. Don't worry. We'll scoop it back up when you come back. We'll scoop it back up and drink it and blah blah blah. Celebrate, but yeah, we did talk about that. So just so you know, and we likened where you live unincorporated to an area near where I live. And then we talked about Prairie Schooner, which is a fantastic breakfast slash gambling bar.
And then we got King trying to work on, you're trying to work on your off speed? Or are you trying to dig for a
deuce?
Yeah.
No, soul circle change.
Trying to figure out that change grip? Yeah. It's like,
I love it.
But I got to throw this ball back. There's a big old cut in it.
That's the one you want to keep. Get that extra
move. Use it. What do you mean? Get in those grooves, baby.
Yep. Nah, it's too much. It's too much.
Just get too nasty with it?
Get too nasty. They'll suspect stuff.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. You get a... You're gonna be a euchre brother, not euchre. Yeah,
you gotta have the perfect crime. The not Negros. Can't be too.
The Huffs or the Necros.
The Necro. Yeah, you're gonna be a Necro brother. Careful how you say that. So should we start there? By the way,
the way to avoid that is just say Tom Candiotti. Okay.
By the way, real quick. So just. I've been saving it for the end lately. I'm just going to do it up front. The movie this week is The Naked Gun, 2025 version. It is on Prime. So watch that. Listen to us talk about it. So, okay. So let's start. WBC, like,
ooh, I asked, RJ Dickey. That's a good drop, too.
That is a good drop by Fender. So we talked about it last week, how, like, nobody's really, like, up for it and excited about it, but then it happened, and we were all very much excited for it and, like, following along and stuff. So the U.S. survives. Thanks. Like, they lose to Italy, and then Italy beats Mexico, and Italy fucking wins the group, like, undefeated. Well, like, what is happening?
Was there a part of any of you sort of rooting for America to get eliminated just because DeRosa thought they had already advanced?
The hubris.
Like, obviously it's better that they advance because now we can watch them play Canada tomorrow and blah, blah, blah. It's more fun. But was there just not a piece of you that was hoping Mark DeRosa would just, like, get the full on, like, crux of, like, the bolt, like, of him just being on MLB Network, be like, I want to get this scrub in. I want to get this guy in. I'm going to work in Kershaw because we've already advanced. And how did no one correct him? How is that
at any point?
Vaskirjian's ear being like, well, actually. And I know some of those tiebreakers are weird. It's like, it's not good television to be like, well, actually, if you lose by 3+ in the aggregate and the next game is 17 runs in 9 innings, if they go to extras, it changes. I understand it's not good.
Runs given up to outs recorded is a terrible
determination. It's so bad.
Yeah. I mean,
it's really bad. It's dumb.
And
I think we need to investigate Vaskirjian, by the way. Because Vaskirjian, he could have corrected Vaskirjian him.
Is he Italian?
Is he a plant? That's what I want to know. Is he climbing up that boot?
You want to know who would have corrected him? You want to know who would have corrected him?
Peter Gammons. Tim Kirkchin. Buster Olney.
Gary Miller.
Yeah. Gary Miller.
Yeah, there's definitely some ulterior motive out of him there.
Thank you.
But it wasn't out of the realm of possibilities. It was, you know, Mexico to win and to score 5 or 4 runs or less. That mean baseball games have a pitcher duel. That's, you know, that's a standard outcome to a game. But I said, you were surprised. I didn't know that apparently the Itais just own Mexico. They've beaten them 2 previous World Baseball Classics to make it 3 for the old fighting Pascatinis and Pascatinos and Scuderos.
Yeah.
It's Kyle Teals.
It's sort of the story in other sports too, like soccer too, where the U.S. sort of owns Mexico, and, like, I think now we have somebody else who owns Mexico, but also the U.S. has sort of been owning Canada too. So
Mexico own us though in baseball? The other day, notwithstanding, I feel like Mexico, that was the first win over Mexico.
They won in the last one. They beat us in the last one. Yeah.
Okay.
But the U.S. keeps beating them in soccer. So that's all that, you know, if there's a sport that really matters in terms of. That's the one.
And now we're beating
Canada in hockey. It's like, man, we just can't stop winning, boys. Can't stop winning.
We got it. You got got to start getting dubs at this when you're going to start losing in basketball. So you got to shift focus.
You better
elsewhere.
Start getting good at the other sports.
Exactly.
Basketball, I think last Summer Olympics may have been our last one.
Well, what was it? Was it the Summer Olympics as well where they had like junior like tackle football and we lost to like Taiwan
Japan or something?
Some Southeast Asian country.
Yeah, like, Japan.
But it wasn't because like our players had to be like 16 or 17. They could have people up to like 25. So
still
wasn't it?
Still.
We sent high schoolers. We sent high schoolers and they had grown men. But still, yes.
Still, I don't care.
We should be able to go down to and Bishop Gorman, St. John Bosco, Columbus in Miami, Allen, Texas, that one in Georgia that is all big and look, we should be able to pick out like seven guys randomly from those
the
schools.
State, I feel like the state of Texas and or California should be good enough.
This is what I was going to say.
Those states.
This is what come on. Look at the true freshman like wide receivers lately who have just gone
exactly
off. Like Ryan Williams, Jeremiah Smith, like DeCorian Moore to a lesser extent. Like, I mean, somebody is going to be able to be better than these old ass dudes from Japan. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, again, I don't even think it was Japan. I think it was even smaller, like Cambodia, like even smaller Southeast Asian country.
I'm pretty sure I remember it being Japan. Somebody Google
it. I'm pretty sure we didn't lose to Cambodia in football. I'm just going to take
that. That's it. I don't know.
Go out on a limb here. Yeah.
Thanks, Booble, gifting a sub to Rwood84 exclamation point.
Yeah, love that stuff.
Welcome, whoever that
Booble
is.
Booble has gifted 12 subs to people in this, and my guy, you're a legend.
He's throwing dubs in the chat. That's all I got to say, throwing dubs in the chat.
Booble, I think Booble might go to specialty clubs that service subs as well.
Throw us a rose if you got one. Maybe a galaxy. You just need dubs in the chat. That's all I'm saying. Dubs in the chat. Dubs in the chat.
Love this. Yeah, that's totally how the in the chat too. That's totally how the gifted subs work too. You gift it to somebody who has no idea what the hell it is. So Arwood84 is like, "What did you what?" And then he gets the invite, takes it, and he's sitting here right now watching us. I assume it's a guy, by the way. The chances of it being female very low. Very low. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
it was Japan. We lost 2-1.
Was it?
Thank you.
41-20.
God,
was it Burma? I could have sworn it was Burma.
Ski doesn't know
Myanmar.
Ball.
It was Myanmar.
Ski doesn't know ball.
Laos. It was one of those. I think you're wrong.
You got any more? Got any more Southeast Asian countries in the chamber?
Thailand, Vietnam. I think I got them all about.
Yeah, Laos is pretty good, actually. Laos is, yeah. Okay, so what
can,
is
can the... I say something?
Yeah, go
just
for
give
it.
Me 2 seconds.
No, please.
So in 2010 and 2012, they did the same kind of tour, the US. And on this team was Pat McAfee, which whatever. He's a punter and he was post college, you know, whatever. They also had Jonathan Taylor, Jordan Poyer, and Brandon Cooks.
Yo. Pro Bowlers.
Apparently they won every game by 30 plus in 2010.
Yeah.
So
wait, what did McAfee do? Was he like the quarterback?
I'm just assuming punt. I don't know.
What? Okay.
I think he was in the NFL at that point, right?
Yeah, okay. So this was like actual football happening. Okay. All right. To where they would actually need special teams. Okay.
Well, it doesn't sound like they need much except for some extra points.
Yeah. Well, I guess like we can roll into football unless you have anything else to say on WBC.
My thing about the WBC that I do like, and it's not new, but I love watching games at the Tokyo Dome because it's just different.
It fucks.
And the games in Miami, when it is the Latin countries playing, it's not just the crowd, because I'll admit, like, some of that constant droning noise and the vuvuzelas is a little much. Like, just for me, not my preference. You know, nothing wrong with it, just not my preference. But like yesterday, when Soto and Tatis are hitting bombs, and they are taking 2.5 minutes to get around. It's great. Like, cause you can't do that. They'll never do that in a regular season game. You know, you just can't, but it's so much fun to see them play into it when they're playing, you know, quote unquote, I know it's in America, but like on home turf in front of like friendly fans who are there and wanting them to do that. It's just fun.
They like get mad at the players if they go around the backs too fast.
Right. Right. Yeah. No, it's
like,
I think American baseball has gotten better post COVID of enjoying the stuff. Like every team has their wacky thing when they hit home runs in the dugout now with a trident or a helmet or, you know, a wacky sombrero or glasses and, you know, whatever it is. So we've gotten better. And we won't be alive to see us embrace that, like the Asian cultures or the Latin cultures. Oh. But
if you learn the Discord, Braga is all about embracing the Asian culture. Apparently,
that's what I've heard.
So, yeah.
What I've heard. Mm. Just not Mina Kimes.
Just not Mina, though. Yeah, that's
no. Something about Koreans. You're really holding that war against them.
Yeah.
let me like with Albany. What part of Albany is she from? Because it determines quite a bit.
Seattle.
Yeah, Seattle. All right, then thumbs down. Thumbs down. Had me and you lost me.
Yeah.
By the way, I do have people backing me.
I mean,
I love the fucking narrative on this too, by the way. Like the way it's happened the last couple weeks. By the way, if there's a listener hearing us right now who's not in our Discord, you have no fucking clue what we're talking about. But like the narrative has been with me in our Discord that I'm like anti-Asian because I don't like Mina Kimes. Yep. Just because she's a fucking fan and a hack and isn't an actual reporter. That's my opinion. You guys disagree. That's fine. Whatever. And then I have shared Alyssa Liu content. By the way.
No, enough of that girl, by the way.
I heard it's Jesus. Alyssa is how you actually pronounce her name. You over it?
Her 10 minutes of fame. Oh, my
you
God.
You over it? Yeah, fair enough.
I'm over it.
Fair
yeah.
enough. I shared some Alyssa Liu comment or content, and then I just stumbled across this, like, Japanese rapper who has, like, this amazing fucking voice and is bilingual.
Accidentally on purpose.
Right? Well, I mean, my algorithm, clearly.
is there, so, yeah. I mean, come on.
No, but she raps in English and Japanese. Like, it goes back and forth. It's fucking rad. And I shared that, and now everybody's like, oh, Braga has, like, clearly Braga has a type. You know what I mean? Oh, I was like, wait a minute. You guys got to pick a side here.
The word is fetish, not type.
That was it. Yeah.
Yes.
You guys got to pick a narrative and stick with it. You know? Like, pick one. It can't be both. Or maybe it can.
That Alyssa Liu girl lost me when she was like, you want to know what? I hope my dad, who made me play this sport, has no fun watching me be successful and I hate him. And they're like, oh, is your dad not a part of your life? Oh, no, he totally is. Then why don't you want him? Because the sport's hard.
Well, I think it was because she like quit originally because he was kind of a dick when she was like 16 or
whatever. Oh, well, yeah. Oh, that's bizarre. Yeah, you think Olympic parents are nice.
Yeah, I know, right? And by the way, this dude like surrogate for all of his kids. Like didn't have a wife at any point, like used a surrogate for all of his kids. Like he's like a immigration attorney in the Bay Area and just is rich as shit. And just had five kids just by himself, just no interest in sharing the family life with anybody. He's like, these are my kids. They're going to do what I want. And then she became 16, was like, yeah, no, I'm not. And then he was like, whatever. I got four more. So anyway.
Yeah. That whole story could go a whole town.
So she's cool in my book, whatever.
No, but that whole story could go a whole nother way about, you know, like selective breeding your children like that.
Oh, I was hoping it is.
I mean,
it is. Yeah.
I thought we were to the whole, like, you know, adopt, don't shop kind of thing. But this guy apparently does not think that way.
Genetically modifying his future.
It's, I mean, this guy and Elon Musk, basically.
But I mean, like, in fairness, that is a thing like people do. They'll be like, you know, like, what's his name? LeVar Ball. He was like, oh, I was in college and I saw this 6'1" blonde girl. I was like, let's make athletes. So, I mean, it is a thing people do.
No, I mean, the Chinese program in the 90s, it's how you get Yao Mings.
That's like such a crazy.
How did they get a Yao Ming? Had to be selective breeding.
Yes. There's a reason. There's a little weird group King? That was born in that time.
Hang on, Ski. Hang on. What? Why is that, King? Why?
Because there's not seven people in the world.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
Because it's a freak show.
Oh, in the world. Okay. All right. Cool. All right.
I didn't specify anything. I'm just saying.
All right. I'm just asking the questions. Journalism, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Like I haven't looked into Victor Wembanyama's parents. Are they freak shows too, or are they like a sensible 5'11" and 5'7"? You know what I mean? Like,
it is odd. Like you guys know my like our buddy Pomerlo. His son is like his wife is not tall. Their son is like 6'3", like just
nice
out of nowhere, just for no good reason whatsoever.
It happens.
Yeah. Shit happens, I guess. By the way, Swoosh in the chat, the Reich Wing pod has now gotten into eugenics. We are so natty.
just got into it.
Just now.
It's been a chronic undertone, bro. Yeah. Open up that third ear.
Yeah, are you a fucking noob? Are you like new to this? Like, do you even podcast, bro? Like, what are you talking about?
Olympics has been a code word for years.
Yes.
I mean, you hear the word Ski uses for people from other countries. The Ouijans use eye ties earlier.
China. Yeah, we're kind of desensitized to it.
We kind of are.
Testing all the eye ties. All right.
I guess it's okay. Slide. I mean, Ski says fine. It all the time. I think it's all right. Yeah, right?
Been a lot worse. You could say a lot worse.
I was back in Cleveland not long ago hanging out with all those greasy fucking eye ties. I could say it.
Just because those you dirty, hung out with them a couple times.
Well, that's because I am, so I'm allowed.
Yeah, when your family is eye ties. It's like the Olive Garden when you're in Cleveland, when you're there, your family.
I think they almost hand you like a booklet of slurs when you enter Cleveland just so you could blend in to the, you know.
When you locals. Go to Cleveland, do you pack extra pomade and slick your hair back?
I do pack hair stuff. Yes, I have to. If I'm going to be around family, yes, I grease my hair back. Yes.
That's awesome. Why aren't there pictures of this?
I'm sure there are somewhere.
That's a good question.
You looking like Steve Lavin and Steve Lapis. Like, just.
Do you dress up, too? Like Lavin? Do you have, like, the suit going? And
well, usually I'm back for funerals.
Nice Italian suit? Like, yeah.
It's fine-crafted Italian shoes and, yeah.
Italian what?
Shoes.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. What? All right. Okay. Whoa. That's a good turn.
I was like, oh man,
that is interesting.
We're talking J's now.
J's.
all right, Ski. Let's hear what other words you got for them.
This isn't the Myers Leonard podcast. Have I ever? I did hear a lot of stories when I was back in Cleveland about my family, though. And yeah, I don't think they ever whacked anyone, but they weren't not necessarily adjacent to the people that were whacking people. So yeah.
Crazy.
Well, there was a whacked was in the chat.
So they were like sitting on a chair in the corner. Is that what you're saying? Like,
I mean,
like Christy Gnome's husband.
Christy Gnome's.
Okay, like just a quick 30 seconds.
Oh,
on
please,
that.
Please talk about
our
this.
our media like landscape is so weird. I can't even imagine 7 years ago, 5 years ago that like mainstream places will just basically be like, yeah, Chrissy Gnome's husband is a cuck, and he's a cuck because he's a Christian, and his family wants... It's like, what? I thought we used to have government secrets. Like, I'm not even saying I like that family. I'm just saying we used to have secrets, and now it's just like, ah, he's a cuck. He watched Corey Lewandowski slam his wife on a plane.
And you know, sort of the fucked up part about it too is like her side like started that shit. Like the whole reason our society is okay with our news outlets reporting this stuff now is because of him, of Trump. Like he changed the game. And here's where the game is, and so now you get to see the New York Times write a story about your husband
about
being a cuck.
Like, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a couple, like, it was early in term two for Trump, where Stephen Chung, is this comms guy, was doing cuck of the week, and it's like, what?
That's the guy with no neck, right?
It's the guy with no neck, and the fat deposits all on his head. Yeah. And
not
a good look. A guy that apparently is so ugly, Trump will refuse to be on screen with him again now. So, but an official comms guy for the government was running cuck of the week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Here we are.
All right.
It's the news we need, right? Here we are. Yeah. I don't know if it's the news you need, but it's the news you're going to get. Whether you like it or not. All right, sports?
Can I just do like a life scenario thing?
You know what? You never have to ask. You can just do it.
So this has just happened to me at Jerry's Home Improvement, but this has probably happened to everyone in here at a grocery store when you've converged at a checkout line or they're opening a new one up, right?
I was just at Jerry's the other day myself. I know it. I know the checkout well.
I'm at Jerry's on Saturday. I'm in the garden section because we've officially had the warmest winter in the state of Oregon. So the garden section is fully open.
Yep.
And I'm there and there is someone with just they're buying big shit, like a shed, tree, like they're buying like big shit. So there's three of us kind of in a nebulous line and they open up the second shed for us. Me, I have a box that contained a plastic thing to spray weeds with poison and a thing of bacon up. Okay. The two people around me.
You said a bacon up?
Bacon up in their barbecue set. It's just grease.
Oh, just grease.
It's just bacon grease. That's all it is. But it was an impulse buy. I was there. I was like, I'll buy it. The people in front of me, both of them had carts completely full of annual flowers. I think those are the ones that die every year, right?
Yes.
Perennials come back. Annuals come.
Yes.
And they had like 75 of them a piece that had to be individually rang up.
Yeah.
And we all kind of look at each other and I'm being like, well, I'll be courteous. Like, they're going to let me go first.
Of course.
Neither of them would. They both went right in front of me.
So you guys were waiting in line together at a different checkout, right?
Yes.
And they were in front of you as well? Currently?
One person was definitely in front of me. So they saw. Okay.
You two looked at each other, you know what you're both dealing with.
But the other person, I think I beat them to the spot, but they have a bigger cart. So it's kind of, you know, a truck gets to the spot faster than a Prius. You know what I mean? Like, but they both looked at me and I was like, I could be out of here in 90 seconds and you're going to make me wait 20 minutes because of your fucking petunias. I don't get it. I am definitely out. You go first. If I got a bunch of bullshit, go first.
Without question.
Is there, so there's, you're in the middle of these two carts in line. All right. Right?
Yes.
Protocol should be the person I think that's directly in front of you is next in line on your guy's current checkout. They just stay where they're at because the other person's probably getting close to done. They just keep moving on. And then you, I mean, even you should have been in front of the person behind you no matter what.
Yes. Yes.
That I mean, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to stop assuming like people like that care and figure and know it. It would be nice.
Age of these people.
Oh, not that old.
And we gotta be careful with that because like we're almost the age of those people now. You know?
No,
what I mean?
I would say late 50s, like early 60s. Not old. They're young enough. They're doing the work. You could tell they're planting that shit still. Like they're. But I was just like, oh, okay, yep. Not the biggest of deal. I'm not in a real hurry or anything.
Still, it's a courtesy.
Or else
thing.
I would have. Yeah. But I was like, it's just a little courtesy. Like, oh, you got two items. I have 57 individual things that need me rang up.
Courtesy, awareness, thoughtfulness. But yeah,
it's okay. I mean, yeah, there. It's whatever.
Great question from Swoosh here. Did they appear to be Ouijans that were you were dealing with?
Great
eye ties.
There were the eye ties.
Eye
ties are very
yeah.
Eye ties are very courteous. They would have let you go.
I'm
I don't know.
No comment whatsoever.
Eye ties always let the other person come first.
I was about to argue with you. I was like, no.
You fighting against the Ouijans or the eye ties? Which one are you trying to?
Like, I almost grabbed that bait. I was like nibbling at it like a fish, and then I was like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, Braga, see, he doesn't like the olive-skinned people.
Jealousy.
I have noticed that trend.
It's jealousy.
It is jealousy.
Yeah. I can't do it. I just can't. So. Yeah. By the way, we're real close to talking sprouts. And like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know.
I mean, shit, it's supposed to be 70 degrees Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah. Yeah, I did some weeding last weekend. Anybody else? Anybody else out there weeding?
Mowed.
You mowed?
I sprayed some weeds. I sprayed weeds. Yeah. Mowed.
Yeah, I was out there. I was out there pulling out all the dead plants from last year that I just didn't pull earlier.
Yeah. Pull it outside. Pull it inside to Alyssa Lou, but not Mina Kimes.
Oh boy.
By the way,
yeah.
Did. Just on the sports side, instead of we're trying to pivot and trying to keep this a little cleaner with time.
The podcast is pivoting to sports at some point.
Did you guys see that meltdown from Hucklebenny in the Discord today? Calling people spoiled ass bitches.
For what? I didn't see it.
For I don't know, having standards on Dan Lanning. I'm not really sure.
Oh.
I'm not really sure what his grievance was. He's like, you goddamn spoiled bitches.
Yeah.
All caps. There's only one champion per year.
Yeah. I saw like some of it, but I didn't see that part. So what? How did the conversation start? It was that I think it was SRAM in our Discord was like, hey, you know, like Lanning better. Stop struggling with Boise State and better, you know, blah blah blah. Actually, not be
no,
not be
Lanning sunglasses is what started it all.
Sunglasses, yeah, that's right, that's right. And then you know, Duck Duck Chef clap back because I love you, man, but you are the biggest Oregon homer I know. And so he clapped back and, you know, Jonathan Adams was clapping back too. And, you know, I gotta say, like, if you're going to be in an argument, don't be on the opposite side of Jonathan Adams.
It's not generally a winning proposition.
It's not. And even if you're right, you will be.
It just feels like you're wrong.
You will be perceived as wrong. You just will. Because he's the nicest guy on earth. And, you know. Like, I don't know.
And he's rational.
Yeah, he's super rational. Exactly. Like, and most
kind
of us
kind of annoying.
Most of us aren't. Like, I think we're all self aware enough to know that we're not.
No, the rational thought is just fire Dan Lanning.
Here's the conversation then is when are you okay with the job that Dan Lanning is doing? Does he have to win a national championship before you're going to be like, yeah, okay, He's the best coach in Oregon history. He's like, he's beyond reproach now. Does it have to be an
beyond?
I mean, at a certain point, okay, best coach of all time. I said something to the effect in the Discord. I would hope he'd be the best coach in Oregon history because the current best coach in Oregon history was in Oregon for 4 fucking years, right? But
winning percentage, ping.
Mario Cristobal. But,
Mario Cristobal, right?
But
yeah,
what has Dan Lanning done aside from a conference championship being in the Big Ten, which no other coach was afforded that option because they were in the Pac-10.
It's Pac-12. Hard. It's hard to do.
But it's not. That's not even what I'm saying. I'm just saying, what has he done that no other Oregon coach has done?
Nothing.
He hasn't made a title game.
Nothing.
Or two Oregon coaches have.
Yeah.
He hasn't had a quarterback win a Heisman. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, again, I'm not saying Dan Lanning's on the hot seat or Dan Lanning is somewhere between 4 and 7 best coaches in the country. He's very clearly not in the top 3. There's a gap there. Anywhere from 4 to 7, you can mismatch. If you, I've said this before, if you're putting him 4 to 10, you're doing a thing. You're doing a thing. He's closer to 4 than he is to 8.
Good point by Swoosh, by the way. Like, one thing he's done that other coaches haven't, he lost to Washington twice in the same season.
Well, yes. I mean,
that one did suck, but yeah.
That one did suck.
That sucked.
But like,
with a starting NFL quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah. And the best wide receiver probably in Oregon history.
Yep.
Troy Franklin.
Yeah.
Like, you know, whatever. But, like, sometimes I just see the way people treat Dan Lanning. And, again, I don't know how many times I have to emphasize, he should be here. I'm glad he's here.
Agreed.
Good coach.
Yes.
But, my God, guys, he's not perfect. He's not infallible. And well, if he doesn't win, and if he doesn't win a national title, he's here 5 more years, and he doesn't win a national title, it doesn't mean he's a bum. But that's a question mark every year because the quote that, what was it? Harbaugh gave it to today saying he was born on third base or whatever, coaching Ohio State. Come on. In the NIL era, Dan was kind of born, if not on third base, because Ohio State is a different program than Oregon. He was rounding second the second he got to Oregon and NIL became a thing. Like, he's not building the shit from the bottom, not brick by brick. Right. And again, Dan should be here. I'm glad he's here. I'm happy he's here. But sometimes it's just like he's not done anything we haven't seen.
No, but with how football is now, you know, if let's take Dan Lanning right now, throw him back to Chip, right? It's, you know, there's 2 teams in the playoff. You know,
he's never
they
been
make
there.
they would have been a championship team now. But with this now, do we have to change expectation or as a whole for college football fans as a whole, do you need to start changing some expectations of, hey, getting a deep run in a playoff is hard now. It's not like before where you're the 4 best teams, you're in the Final 4. It's not like before where the 2 best teams, you're in the championship. It's a little more difficult now. You can't get blown out like he has, but still.
I give it a 2-pronged approach. One, just in the last 15 years, the concept of how they form a champion has changed like 3 times. Mm-hmm. So that's an imperfect comparison. Because yes, in 2024, if this was 2010, he's playing for a championship. Yeah. You know what I mean? If it's 2007 or 2004, they might just give him a championship. So that's imperfect. But also, winning 2 playoff games, was that really that part of a run? They beat JMU at home, and they were ghastly on offense against Texas Tech. Again, Texas Tech's defense, absolutely elite. Probably the best front 7 in college football, right? Probably. And they just wreaked havoc, and Dan had to run up the score at the end because 16-0, 23-0. That's when you can get on Ducks versus them and be like, they're frauds, all cap, no cattle. Look at me, I'm Dan Lanning. I'm going to discredit my biggest win. Talk shit. Eat shit. But because we were talking shit about James Franklin's 2 playoff wins last year. Yeah. And I know all you in the chat were too. Oh, you beat SMU at home, and then you beat Boise State in the festival? Big fucking deal. And that's And I will say this again. That is the perk of going 11-1, as you're the 5 seed. They give you a sacrificial lamb at home. And then in the second round, you know, it that depends on other things. Oregon got a favorable draw. So that, but when you, when the Sun Bowl, the Orange Bowl ended, you were happy. But I don't think anyone was, I do not believe people were like, wow, what a dominating performance. We are so good. I just don't believe.
We were convincing ourselves that Texas Tech's defense was elite. And they do have a couple really good players, but like, yeah.
There was nothing on that offense that you could point to and said, oh, they were, you know, a challenge.
And my thing is, like, if you log on to any social media site, could be Facebook for the most benign one, I guess, and someone pushes back on Dan Lanning, like, you beat James. They were in the FCS 3 years ago and you beat Texas Tech. Who the fuck? You can't really be like, well, actually, let me tell you about the Dukes. You know, it's just. But that's the system now. So, I mean, it counts. If he lost to James Madison, it's a whole different conversation, and we could actually be legitimately mad. No one here is actually legitimately mad at Dan Lanning. I just, again, I've said this before, and I'll drop it now, but when he did his Orange Bowl thing, I was like, I'm kind of over that part of Dan. It didn't do it for me. I just thought it was corny. I just thought it was so corny.
Yeah, but on fans, are you not allowed to say shit about your coach? I mean, it wasn't that long ago Ohio State fans were wanting Ryan Day fired.
Yeah, but they're, but yes.
They're a different program, to be fair.
They were sending death threats.
That's different. But wanting him fired, you know.
And
saying,
I don't want him fired.
No, but he's not infallible. And even like Cignetti right now, like, is he infallible now? Can he do no wrong at Indiana now?
Yes. He's got a couple years. Yeah.
Yes.
A couple years? Is that all it is now?
Yes. We're fickle.
Look at Helfrich, man. Like, yes.
And like, even Cignetti, like the thing I appreciate about Cignetti, because I've mentioned this before, that if Cignetti coached somewhere other than Indiana, people would hate him, because in 2024 and the first like month of 25, even maybe, he was insufferable. Like, if you watch him before the playoff game against Notre Dame in 2024, he wasn't even doing a pregame speech. He was literally on the field with game day for like 20 minutes talking shit. Yeah. Like, that's weird. But he said this year, I did that because I knew we needed to market ourselves. And now we don't. So he's still a weird fuck who talks shit, but he toned it way back. I just want Dan to just a notch. And behind closed doors, I think this is the crux of my grievance. Behind closed doors, talk all the shit. Coaches talk all the shit. They all talk all the shit. The Oregon State coaches are talking all that shit about Tulsa too. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But because he said it, nothing that goes on Ducks versus them isn't cleared by him, right? So when, like, all cap, no cap, I know you guys don't care about it, but it bugs me. It bugged me. He cleared that. But you want to know what he doesn't do? When they lose a game, they don't air anything. They don't air it. And you don't need to air a long one. Give me 2.5 minutes. I may watch it, I may not, of preparation, and then just 20 seconds of a, hey, man, you know, next week we'll get, you know what I mean? Like the bullshit.
Yo, that's the speech I want to see.
I don't want to see him at the top of the top of the day every time. Give me a little humility. Give me some crow. And I don't even mean humility. Just give me acknowledging that team was better today. Like when they lost to Indiana in the regular season, I would have loved just a short thing where, hey, man, that team was better than us today. Blah, blah, blah. We got to regroup. You get your stretches in, hit cloud. You know, I know it's boring. I just want an acknowledgement sometimes that Oregon doesn't win every game, because their online presence can get really annoying. And I'm an Oregon fan. Yeah. And when people shit on how they do it, not, they're not alone in doing it. They are not alone. A lot of schools do not air the losses when they do these cinematic recaps. Yeah. They're not alone. But when people throw arrows, they're not exactly wrong. Yeah. They're not exactly wrong.
I agree. Like, in that, if you're going to give the fans this sort of unprecedented access, if you're going to put all of the investment into, you know, coming up with these videos, producing content, controlling messages, yada, yada. I don't want to speak for everybody, but I think we want to see the whole thing. Like, we don't just want to see the success stuff. We're Oregon fans. Like, we are used to watching Oregon lose in these important big games. And so we want to see that you're pissed off. Like, because I don't want to see a head coach who's always positive, always, you know, moving in that direction. If you lose a game, I want to see what your message is to your kids. I want to see that's the development stuff that you're preaching and talking about, showing everybody. That's the part I want to see. Because, like, that's how you can tell later on, if that's your idea, like, that your team has grown. Hey, we saw that. Like, we saw that speech you gave where you got into Corian Moore's, like, you sat next to DeCorian Moore, talked to him about this drop he had in a game or something like that. And you taught him. You're being a coach. You're teaching these kids how to, like, grow into adults and learn how to overcome those things and get better.
So you want
that's the part we
want
to see.
More like, you want it more like a Hard Knocks then?
Yes, celebrate. Like, by all fucking means, right? Celebrate. Yeah.
Show people getting,
otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah.
We're all going to get tired of them really quick. Like, we got like another year of these things. If they keep just doing the same thing over and over again, where we're just be like checked out. Oh yeah, another, you know, Ducks versus them came out. Okay. Cool. I don't know.
And like
like we've seen it.
Like, Philly fans are, you know, top 3 deranged fans in the country in any sport. And they wanted everyone fired. They wanted to cut Jalen Hurts after they lost the wild card game. And then, like, 4 days later, the Eagles put out a 90-second video of Sirianni and Hurts just sitting there being like, that went wrong, this went wrong, sitting in silence. And then Hurts went, we'll be back. And Sirianni's sitting there bummed. And Hurts walks out. And the Eagles fans went, want to know what? Yeah. We will be back. That's my QB. That's my coach. That's what I want. That's, and again, it's a small thing. It doesn't, sometimes when I complain about these things, people be like, well, it doesn't affect wins and losses. No kidding. You're right. It doesn't. But as a fan and as a consumer, it affects me on that level of just, I thought that was an awesome video. And I don't want to reference this because then it makes it a Dana and Lanny comparison, which is not what I'm trying to do after. I would never actually don't want to do it ever, but especially after the worst season in 20 years in Oregon basketball. But when they lost to North Carolina in the 2017 Final Four, some of the most endearing basketball media I've seen, and it sucked, was Jordan Bell from the school crying in his locker and Dylan Brooks trying to hide in the locker room. Like, that is part of the ride. That is part, you're not always up. We're not always on cocaine. We're not always orgasming. We're not always making $100,000 a month. Life is hard. Sports are hard. You're going to lose in sports a lot. You're rarely going to actually win everything in sports. Show us the valleys, Dan. Show us the valleys, Oregon. That's fine. We all have warts. Everyone loses games. Teams can lose multiple games now and win the national title. I don't like their message that everything's always perfect. It's always the best. It's always the great. It just, because I've said it before, at the end of the year, I was the Ducks versus them. I watched them, but there were a few where I was like, it's the same pattern. It's the same flow. Show me that's something. Because Oregon doesn't lose a lot. Oregon doesn't lose a lot. Just show me some.
Show us what that looks like. Yeah.
That's all I want to see. Yeah. Moving on. Because I could ramble
so,
on about
so
this
real,
for
real quick
long,
though, because Huckabee's point is his entire point is that Dan has exceeded expectations, because when he came here, we didn't really have any. This is like his first head coaching job.
He was a full unknown at least.
Full unknown. And he's still really young. And he's still got a lot of years ahead of him. And indicating right now, we know how much to believe all that shit, but
I'm saying indicating right now that he's going, you're coaching. He's not playing.
He's going to want to stay here for a while. And so, yes. So he's like, okay, well let's, I think what he is saying is like, hey, he has actually started out really high for like a first time head coach. He's up here is what Cignetti did, but he's like right here. And so if he's going to keep going like this, even if it's slow, he's still got a lot of time and he'll probably get here at some point soon. And when he does, if he does, then that's it. Then that's it. Organize like, a natty. Like nothing else matters.
Yeah. I believe in the theory that I mentioned before. Some people have that in this sport, if you keep knocking on the door, you keep getting a bite at the apple, eventually you're going to knock through the door. You're going to get that apple out of the bobbing bin or whatever that analogy is. You're going to do it. I'm not saying I don't think Dan Lanning can't win a national title by any stretch. Sure. He could do it this year.
No, but real quick, Fender, you're wrong. Age doesn't matter as a coach. If he's 60 or if he's 35, it doesn't matter. If you bring in a coach now that's 60, who fucking cares? As long as you win. Look at Cignetti. Look at all these old fucks that win. Age doesn't matter.
Yeah, and also, like, again, at a certain point, we just got to do – we've joked about Sark awfully young. Oregon is starting to do that with Dan and the media. Well, if he still coaches for 15 years, he'll be younger than, you know, whoever when they won their title. Well, he won't be. He won't be coaching at Oregon for 15 years if he doesn't win a title. Like, let's just
I think I sort of side with Fender on this one, Ski.
No, like, age and experience are different. Just because old, if they have more experience, yeah.
Well,
Cignetti did have experience.
He had been a head coach for a long time, and Lanning hadn't.
Cignetti was bad. Let's say, how about another older person, a person older than Lanning that is a first-time-ish coach. He's only been coaching for 5 years. I don't care that Lanning's young. It's experience and age are different things.
Sure. Well, he was hired here to win a national championship. So,
well, yeah, that's all
win,
it is.
Win a national championship. Good conversation. Like, I'm curious to see sort of, I don't know, as we get into the season and as things move along, like how he evolves. Because if he stays the same, like we've been saying, then he's not long for this.
I think we will find out at least this year. I mean, we got all new coordinators. So we'll see what if Dan Lanning is a problem or if it was coordinators. I mean,
he's young, he's killing it in recruiting. If shit starts to stagnate, that will go away. Like I think these high school kids are only excited about a head coach for like, if they're not like a Saban type, established, just win, like if it's like a newer, exciting guy like Chip was too, that shit starts to fade, man. Like it just like, so we'll see.
Unless you
constantly have to change things up and evolve. So,
and before we wrap this up, I meant to jump in this earlier when you mentioned SRAM, because he's saying the thing about like the shine will come off the car, the new car smell will go away. He's not saying that. I mean, I'm interpreting what he's saying because we've kind of had this discussion on the forum before.
Yeah.
It's not him saying it. It's that like college football media is now saying it. Like Dan Lanning is now falling into can't win the big game. Like he's awfully young. He's awfully young. But every time he gets into the playoff, it's splat. So in his defense, because those are the words he used today that got people a little riled. I don't think he's doing that on his accord. I think he's accurately taking the temperature. When Bussing with the Boys is no longer picking Oregon and Dan Lanning to win games in the playoffs, I mean, you watch them after the Ohio State game last year. That's a thing. It's just something to monitor. When Josh Pate is now like, I don't know, little James Franklin vibes. I don't give a shit. I don't listen to Josh Pate. I've never watched an episode of Bussin' with the Boys outside of 20-second clips, but it's out there. It's their tastemakers.
Crazy.
They shape opinions. So that's
it's like 20 years difference in between like the amount of years they've been coached. That's wild.
Is it more like the Lincoln Riley? You know, Lincoln Riley, you know, he was a younger coach. He had, you know, high flying quarterbacks and stuff, and he never won. So it's.
I heard Andy Staples this week call Lincoln Riley still a very young coach, and I wanted to throw my computer monitor off the screen. Because, yes, he's only like 47 or whatever his age is. I don't think he's even 47. But I was like, oh, my God. He was in Oklahoma for 5 years, and he's been at USC for 9 years. Fucking stop. He's not young. I'm not saying he's peaked either, but stop. Oh, my God. We don't hire... Cignetti aside, we're not hiring 60-year-old coaches anymore. That's not been a trend for a minute. He's been around for a long time. Stop.
You know, we're gonna have to watch out for that too. Like the older we get, like calling coaches young who aren't actually young, because they're all gonna 51. Be significantly younger than us. Like Dan Lanning is already, like I think WCP mentioned it in the chat, like Lanning is younger than all of us. And all of the people in the chat, other than Benoit, right. I think. So, like,
yeah, no, he is young, but that's when they lose. You know, okay, in the regular season, probably doesn't count anymore unless it's an atrocious loss. But
yeah,
when they lose, if they lose by 27 in the finals next year, I don't want to hear. Well, he's only been there for 5 years. He's only going to be 40 in June. He's pretty young. Pretty young.
It sounds very you. You're awfully young.
Awful. Yes, exactly. Awfully I just don't. Yeah. All right.
Guys. All right. Guys.
Pivot.
We are awfully young. I don't have anything else to talk about, unless you guys do. Or NFL, I guess. So King, let's you and I talk about our NFL teams, because Ski's
team just signed we signed the highest receiver this offseason, so there you go.
You re-signed
Alec
him.
Pierce.
Yeah, re-signed him. He's top 10 paid receiver.
Has he ever had more than 45 catches in a year?
I don't think he's played more than 6 games in a season.
Okay, all right, okay.
So yeah. There's that. Well, and they signed Daniel Jones, and Daniel Jones got paid. Bang.
Well, I mean, in fairness, he was...
Best quarterback of our three teams.
He wasn't...
Done.
I'm just saying, my team ended your team's season this year, so, you know.
Best quarterback out of our three teams. First of all, we got Mac Jones, motherfucker. So sit the fuck down. Sit the fuck down.
Which one of Daniel Jones's 16 touchdown passes in 2021 as his career high was your favorite? He has very funny probably stats.
It wasn't Alec Pierce, because he wasn't playing that long ago, and he only, like you said, he's only played in 6 games. So
We shipped out the one that caught touchdowns. Yeah. It was like Josh Downs.
So your team, King, got Kenneth Walker, and I don't think anybody else was happy. I think the entire NFL was like, son of a bitch. Like, this is the one.
Yes, if it were.
This is the one fucking thing that they have not had, is that, like, they've had, like, good running backs. Pacheco's good, and he has been good.
He was good.
Yeah.
Not for the last 2 years.
Fucking Kenneth Walker is elite. Like, he is elite.
Yeah.
Was Andy Reid there with, like, Priest Holmes?
No, that
Larry
was
Johnson. That was before him. He has a
Nick Vermeil.
I don't know how long Andy
like Herm Edwards.
Yeah. I don't have a gauge on how long Andy Reid's actually been.
I think he was there for Jamal Charles.
Jamal Charles.
The end of Jamal Charles.
Nice Larry Johnson drop, by the way. Right. Penn State a couple legend, good years. Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the tough thing about a running back signing is the detractors were like, whoa, $15 million a year for 2 years guaranteed for running back. Too rich for my blood. But then at the same time, because this is something I watched on The Ringer, they were like, yeah, But you want to know what? I wouldn't pick Jeremiah Love at 9. Too high for a running back. It's like, then what do you want teams to do?
Right.
And as I'm saying that, the guy answers, just wait for a 7th round back. Oh, God damn it. Bill Simmons is a billionaire because of that analysis. Don't pay for one. Don't draft one. Just a 6th or 7th round. Let's see how it goes. That's your brick and mortar show on the Ringer for football, for the NFL. I mean, but that's the consensus. Saquon Barkley became a great signing because he stayed healthy and won a ring and was awesome and is awesome. But when he signed, people were still like, oh, I don't know. $12.5 million for a running back. Pretty expensive. So there's no, again, unless you just hit that perfect, oh, I drafted someone in the 5th round and they hit. No one likes the running back acquisition if they don't want to like it. If there's a built-in reason because, yeah, they can tear their ACL on the first play of the game. It's football.
It could be one could be Genty, one could be Scataboo.
Ashton Genty was a lauded pick. Did you watch Ashton Genty once this year and be like, well, I mean, he's fine. Huh? He was fine.
Yeah.
But he wasn't as electric as Scataboo. He wasn't as electric.
Then Scataboo got hurt.
But then he got hurt. Yeah. It's an impossible position.
Yeah.
There are people that will tell you Christian McCaffrey signing in San Francisco has not panned out.
I know.
Because he's taken money away. Because he's taken money away from position X, Y, and Z. Because you could just play that. It's stupid. Well, it's totally panned out.
I was gonna talk about that too, because like people used to say that about the Niners all the time, is they would draft these running backs like Elijah Mitchell or whatever. They draft these running backs in like the 5th round, and because it's Kyle Shanahan's offense, it's plug and play. You just put any running back in there and they'll rush for 1,000 yards. And then he sort of quickly, you know, in a couple years of that going on, realized, no, I actually need an elite running back in my offense. Like, Elijah Mitchell is fine. He's serviceable, but he's not what I need if we're going to win a Super Bowl. And so he goes, so they go out and get Christian McCaffrey. And Christian McCaffrey is the difference maker in their offense. He opens up absolutely everything else. The way he runs is elite and different, and adding him to their offense has made them much, much better. And so I think that's what you're looking at the Chiefs now too. I think the Chiefs got one of those, and he's young, did they sign him to a new deal too, or was it just the trade so far?
It's just a 3-year deal, but only the first 2 years are guaranteed.
Fuck it.
So
fuck it. 3-year deal. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You get 2 Super Bowls with him in that time, at least. Yeah. As if you need him. Yeah, I know. So
it's been a while.
And then the other, been a while. Fuck you. And then the other one for me was like the Niners getting Mike Evans, which like Mike Evans is old, but he's still a fucking dog, man.
Still good.
He's a dog. Like, they lost Juwan Jennings. They lost Kendrick Bourne. Juwan Jennings was sort of that guy, like just the slow physical receiver. And he's good. Juwan Jennings is good. He has his moments, but Mike Evans is up way the fuck up here. Like I think I saw a stat where he's like had 20 yak yards all season, Mike Evans did, but it doesn't fucking matter because they throw jump balls to him and he catches fucking everything.
Yeah, like, 1,000 yards and 10 tuds is pretty much if he's healthy.
Contested passes is huge. Yeah. I haven't seen one of those in a few years on my team. It's a big difference when someone can do it.
Bro, Brock Purdy can just like scramble around like he does and just throw jump balls now. Like, oh, God, give me that. Oh, my God. Like, please.
You just need a quarterback now.
They got Mac Jones. What do you mean? This guy hates Mac Jones.
Mac Jesus.
You could see.
I mean, Mac Jesus does think.
Yeah. They just need a quarterback now.
They just need a quarterback.
Well, they need Kittle to be healthy as well.
Right, they need the whole fucking team to be healthy.
Yeah. Yeah. They signed a couple linemen today. They kept their kicker. They signed Eddie Pinheiro to a 3-year deal, boys. I mean, future's looking bright.
Gross. Eddie Pinheiro.
They brought back Dre Greenlaw. So their whole team is basically coming off Achilles injuries. Like the entire 49ers roster. So,
and you bring in a guy who coming off an injury. Yeah, perfect.
Perfect. There's talk they might bring Debo back, too. Because why the fuck not?
Oh.
I,
So do they? Are they? Did they just straight cut Ayuk?
Yeah,
I think he cut himself. Basically,
yeah. Cut himself. Yeah.
Which sucks because like it creates so much dead money for them. Like, but they're hamstrung. They have to like.
Are we assuming he's fucking CTE?
Yes.
Is that what's this switch on him has been over the last year and change?
Yeah, basically.
Because I thought it was all knee stuff, not like head stuff that he was getting hurt.
He injured his knee really bad, but the way he's been acting, like that's what they're sort of saying. Yeah.
Yeah, it seems. He's out there right now.
Yeah, Benoit, I mentioned that. They re-signed Greenlaw, and the whole team is now coming off of Achilles or ACL injuries or whatever. I think Warner's going to be okay because his was like a break, and you know,
yeah,
which is weird. Like breaks,
he only snapped his leg in half.
Like horribly, right. God damn, that was gross.
Yeah, he only horribly snapped his leg in half.
But
he's
hey,
good.
He'll was going to play in the playoffs if they won another game. So no fucking way, no fucking way.
I will jump fully if there is another season of just joints tearing all over the place for Niners. I'm all for that electric substation is the problem.
I saw an interview with Kittle yesterday. Actually, I was watching it, and Kittle was talking about that how in like early in his career the substation used to have like trees around it. And so there was like a line of trees in between the field, the practice field and the substation, and then also behind it. There was like sort of a field of trees. And the field of trees behind it never had leaves on them. Like they were just fucking dead. There was nothing they could do about it. Eventually the team just cut them down. And so like, so Kittle was saying like only old heads who have like been here a while know that they actually did. You know, that it is causing some sort of impact on the environment that is around them, which, by the way, includes us practicing. He literally said, by the way, he's like super open about it and candid about it. He's like, hey, we as players, we just want to know, like we want somebody to look into it and just tell us, like, if it's not the case, just tell us. If it is the case, then fuck, we should probably change that. Right. But like, at least look into it. Like that's what he said. And it sounds like they haven't looked into it, which it goes, sort of goes against what we've heard. Hey, billionaire.
Don't ever go looking for stuff you don't want to find the answer.
You don't want the answer.
You know what
to?
I mean?
Yeah.
You want to solve the problem? Don't go looking. It's a good way to live life.
Yeah, right. It's like don't go through your wife's phone. Like you don't want to know what's on your wife's phone. You don't want to know.
Don't look at that secret file of pictures. You know?
Yeah.
Don't.
Exactly. Oh yeah, Bam in a bio. That's right. Thanks, Moovil.
Oh,
I forgot all about
good,
that.
Good one.
Oh shit. 83 points is pretty good.
Yeah. My take on it. My take on it is, I don't care that he broke it. I think it's really too much when people are like Nick Young and all, you know, there's been multiple big personalities that are like, it was disrespectful. Stop at 80. Cause Kobe, you know, the 81, you
see, fuck that.
But
the fuck out of here.
But
shut up.
His last 9 points were really corny. Like we can 70 first 74 because there's an element of stat stuffing to all these records.
Yes.
When Bo Nix broke the all-time passing completion record for Oregon, what were they doing in the Fiesta Bowl against Liberty? They were doing nine shovel passes. So he could complete 20 straight and get the record. That I'm fine with. The intentionally fouling when you're up 20 something and intentionally missing free throws so then you can intentionally foul. Not offended, but I'm not going to say that wasn't corny because that was corny. That was corny.
But the thing is, no one in 2 years, they'll just see 83 and just go Bam Adebayo.
No, I think because it's Bam Adebayo, I think people will remember. I think if it was someone else, even if it was Shea, who everyone says is a free throw merchant, I think it'd be remembered different. I think because it's a guy who averages 17 points a game on his career, people will remember. But I'm not offended by it. I thought it was fun. I tuned in to watch it. I was on Discord talking about it. Not offended. He's number two. If you're going to be that close, I guess go for it. Like, that's fine.
Yeah.
But again, the valley when you're having,
why does it take anything?
It opens the door for people.
Why does it take anything away from Kobe? Like, it doesn't.
That's the whole
point. Like, neither of them has a record. Like, they had great games. Like, they both had fantastic games. Wilt Chamberlain has a record that, as Booble keeps saying in our Discord, that nobody has video of. Like, nobody has actually seen it. Like, but also, he was the most athletic person on planet Earth when he was playing basketball, like Wilt Chamberlain. He was like a volleyball player. He was like a freak. And he was going against plumbers and carpenters. Like, what are we doing here? And he shot like a billion fucking free throws in that one too. So like, what?
And they were up by like 30 points. So yes, exactly. They were stat stuffing then.
Exactly. So. He was going for 100 points.
How many shots did Bam take?
I don't know.
He scored
field goals.
He had made 37 from the line. So.
Yeah. Cause Wilt shot the ball up allegedly. Took 63 field goal attempts.
Yeah.
With 32 free throws.
Yeah. It's just,
it's so crazy.
And again, the term this year in the NBA is ethical hoops. If Wilt was doing ethical hoops, he wouldn't have been playing.
They're up by 30.
But
no, see,
but no,
no, but, see, fuck that. I want to see Ricky Davis shoot on his own hoop to try to get a rebound for a triple double. Yes. I don't give a shit. Give me all of that shit.
Get yourself stats.
That's what I want.
Like run up the fucking score. If you can make a run at 100, make a run at 100. And you know what? Your team should be doing everything they can to help you get that. Because 100,
he should be taking, every
100
shot
is board. That's the grail. Like that's the holy grail. Like if you can get it, fucking go try for it. And like it when coaches like what was it, didn't Dame have like a shit ton of points and then he sat like most of the fourth quarter or something like that? He was making this insane run.
He sat in the beginning of the fourth for too long. Mm-hmm. He did come in and they pulled him with like a minute 40 left when he scored 71.
That was
but
it.
Yes, there was a stretch in the fourth quarter in the beginning where people were like,
you fucking asshole, get him out in the game,
Put him in. Nothing
else matters. If you're in range, fucking go for it. Everybody. Bam Adebayo, yes, cool.
I watched because I think in the last couple years there was Dame who had 71. Embiid and Giannis had 70. I didn't watch the Giannis one, but I did watch the Dame and Embiid one. Yes, again, of course they were searching for shots at the end. That's definitely both were more aesthetically pleasing than what Bam did, I'll say.
Yeah.
I will say even Embiid's, who's a clunky big dude, it was a little more aesthetically pleasing than Bam just hitting 9 free throws from the line in the last minute 40, but again,
I don't remember Embiid's, but Dame was like just pulling threes from all over the place.
Dame hit 13 threes, and the all-time record in a single game is 14 with Clay. And so he was spending the end of the game trying to get from, I think, 11 to 14 or 12 to 14, and he only made one or two. But they were searching him out. Like, that's part of going for a record. Like, different sport. Different record because it's not a single game. It's a thing. We all know Cal Ripken Jr. wasn't the best player all 2,368 games in a row that he played or whatever it was. He wasn't the best player, but he gamed the system and it was understood. You're in a
play
slump,
your one inning and then bench.
Or you're sick. You're just going to go up there, play an inning, get an AB, you know, make it an official game and you're out. Like, we game the stuff. It's part of it's just that part of the Bam discussion is dumb. We're like, well, they were seeking it out. Yeah, no shit.
Yes. That's They'll the fucking point. Well, Chamberlain was seeking it out. That's why he stopped at 100. Like he, that's why like, he held good a on, picture up. Like
it's very rare. Like Kobe actually, and I'll, cause people, Kobe fans have taken a big beating on this. There was a game also, I don't remember the year, where Kobe had like 65 through three quarters.
Shot the ball a million times.
But he did not play a second in the fourth because they were up by 20 something. And I think it's because it was later in the year You know what I mean? Like, they were preparing for the playoffs. So that's what Kobe fans are holding on to. So there is that. But the game where he scored 81, he was going for it too. Who cares?
Of course. He should.
But again, I just think Bam's wasn't aesthetically pleasing. That's my biggest gripe. It was boring.
It was.
Not boring.
Yeah.
Boring's not the right word. It was just not as Bam, fun as Bam, watching three-point shooters.
Bam isn't a boring. I mean, he's a fucking mid-range post he's a boring player. He's not exciting.
Yeah, that's why. That's why this is sort of incredible. The fact that he got 83. Like, out of all the people that get 83, Bam Adebayo's not.
Biggest asterisk I throw on is not the free throws. Is that you're playing the Wizards and they are atrocious.
They are atrocious.
Okay. All right. Again, I fall back on Wilt Chamberlain playing against carpenters and plumbers. So, you know,
we got fucking Masons throwing fucking like five innings in the World Baseball Classic. That's people true. Love it. This yet you hate it. That was Chamberlain true. Was playing against fucking chimney sweeps. I mean, come on.
Sweeps.
Somebody give me a pick and roll in it. All right.
I'd rather watch Tony Delk drop 50 and Andre Miller drop 50 than Bam Adebayo. I'm with you, King. It was not aesthetically pleasing to watch.
Yeah, and Andre Miller's 50 was fucking hilarious because it's Andre.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Andre Miller.
He's such a G. Fuck. His run in Portland was
G,
so
but
great.
He's not a 50.
His run
he's
in Portland was great.
He's not a 50-point guy.
He has like 9.7 at career average.
Nothing but fond 50. Memories of the Andre Miller era in Portland. Like, that dude ruled.
Dog. Yeah, dog. Yeah,
absolute dog. all right, so let's do our list, unless you guys got anything else.
No.
One more thing. No, okay. All right, we didn't get one more thing.
Well, I mean, there was the whole Max Crosby thing.
Sure.
But
I just
we could save that.
I mean, the Ravens won, right? Like, they got Hendrickson.
I think the Ravens.
They got Hendrickson, and they kept their two first-round picks. Like, they won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, The Ravens lied.
Yeah.
Whatever, but when you say they failed the medical, that you're not, because that just means you're not comfortable with it. How are you going to prove that? How are you going to prove it?
Yeah. If you don't like it,
we all know he had surgery.
Like it, you don't like it. Yeah.
So, yeah, we don't like it.
Okay.
Why don't you like it? Well, because we can get this guy without giving him two first round picks. Yeah. Okay.
Easy.
Well,
all right. Done.
You win.
Good for them. The Raiders Raiders are dumb anyways. Fucking whatever. Nothing changes. The world is a cookie or whatever.
No, I did like the cyclical.
Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah.
I don't remember if it was
Time
the GM or
cookie.
The GM from the Ravens when he was like, we're just gutted by this. And it's like, you made the decision. Like, I don't think you're actually that gutted. I think you made a calculated decision that was smart for your franchise. I think you're fine.
Smart. Yes. Great for your franchise.
I think it's when that press conference ended, you went into your office and 20 minutes later, people came in and went, you said gutted?
Yeah.
Pour another one. Cheers to Trey.
Okay. So list. Our list this week comes from our Discord, Sports Brewery in the Discord, if you'd like to give us a list idea.
Real quick, people, they want to see your war wound on your dome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could do that. So I shaved my head today. I got here and like here. I have not seen the back one at all. Mm-hmm. So I guess you guys are probably going to. I don't even know if it's bad anymore, but can you see anything?
Well, there's the one on the side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The side.
One on the side.
Not great. And then can you see the back? No.
Oh yeah, there it is.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Is it just the shadows, or do you have to tan your head a little better?
It was right before Right before I had a work meeting too. That's why I was doing it. I was like, oh, I gotta like present myself in front of these people. My hair was looking real shoddy. And so it's like, it is bleeding fucking profusely. Just going all the way down. Like, there's nothing. I put the full towel, like the towel in my bathroom was just covered in blood. Like, just was like holding it up there, trying to get it to slow down. And then eventually I had to go to the meeting. And so I got like, you know, like shaving, you get like little little like toilet paper things and you put them on there. I got big fucking toilet paper things. Gotcha. Put them right there, stuck it on there. They weren't moving, thankfully. And so luckily it's on the back.
Zorod over here.
And so I'm in my Zoom call. I'm in my Zoom call just like this and like, oh yeah, look at that. Not turning my head whatsoever. So they can't see the huge fucking TP.
Kendra with a great point. You should all you need to do was shave to here
just to
for
hear
a meeting.
You're right.
Just what they say. Yeah.
You're not wrong.
Shave half your, no. your head. You don't need to wear pants.
No.
You're good.
Can you imagine showing up to a meeting doing that? The whole time you'd be like, don't move head. They'll see shadow. They'll see. No.
I mean, we've already established Braga's a big fan of Asian countries. That was an Asian hairstyle back then, was being shaved to here,
yes,
and packed with hair. So there you go. Kung Fu movies have taught me anything.
Just,
that's a look.
Just shaved like right in the front area here. Yeah.
Yeah. The look. Acceptable.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, like I was thinking about this earlier too. Something, this podcast is going way too long. We got to get moving. But like this, something they don't tell you, like, because even if you cut your hair really short, it doesn't change. So like if you're taking off your shirt or like putting a shirt on or whatever, it just, you know, it slides on, like slides off. It's not a big deal. If you shave your head all the way, it gets stuck. It literally catches on your skull. Like it's the weirdest fucking thing. And that was happening. So I went for a jog after I cut myself. And so I got back, took my shower, and then put on a shirt and was like, oh, fuck. I just like slid it
along the fucking,
and it caught on it. It was like, oh, that's not going to be good. Like, luckily it didn't like start bleeding again, but Jesus. Jesus.
Yeah, so shit is like Velcro.
Yeah, totally. It's really weird. I think everybody
agree with that problem. Big problem we have.
I think like man, woman, I think everybody should shave their head like just once at least. Just to see how it feels, because it is awesome. Like if I feel tough.
I feel tough when I do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are tougher. Yeah.
God. No one's gonna fuck with me when I steal this bulk rice at Winco. Look at me.
That's where all the estrogen lives, is in your locks. When you shave it, you just get that
full Rogan.
Full Rogan alpha.
Okay, all right.
This guy gets it. All right. Can we do lists now and get out of here?
Yes.
List comes from our Discord, Sports Berean Discord. If you would like to join in the fun, please do that. Oh, by the way, our list, this brought to you by thinkjinx.com. We haven't talked about thinkjinx.com in a while. I switched from puppy chow to the grown dog chow, and this fucking guy is got too much energy. You know what I'm saying? So thinkjinx.com, it's cool. Like, by the way, you guys in the chat, some of you like have been using it and sending me pictures and stuff. Like, keep doing that. Like, that's awesome, because I send those to our dude with thinkjinx and he's like super excited about it. So,
Anytime you guys send us a picture with Think Jinx in the chat, that's a dub. Keep sending us dubs in the chat, guys.
Dubs up. Wait a minute. Let's not do that.
Not a dub.
Yeah. And yes, they, as Booble says, they have the cat food as well now.
So, I've been using the cat food now. My cat loves it.
Yeah, perfect. Booble says he's going to order
it. I don't buy it.
Love it, man.
Cats are too unpredictable to know what they actually like.
I think they know exactly what they like, and they don't give a fuck for your thoughts on it, Ski. So I think that's what's actually happening. Let's see. So our list comes from Booble, actually, in our Discord. We beat them twice in hockey, about to beat them in baseball. Top three things USA is better at than Canada. Our neighbors to the north. Top three things the United States of America. I mean, it's everything, I think we could say, other than universal health care.
I was gonna say health care is, well,
that's my number three. America is better at accruing devastating medical debt.
Medical
is what we are better at. Yeah.
I do love, not to make this political, But I do love somewhere in the last year or so when the Trump administration reversed the Biden administration thing about medical debt affecting your credit. People are like, yes, this is exactly what I voted for. I love when people have cancer and go into crippling debt and can't afford a good apartment. It makes my dick so hard. I love it. Get cancer.
People it directly affects. Cancer. I always going into Grocery Outlet or Fred Meyer, and I always see the old guy in the wheelchair coming out with like the full Trump regalia. Bro, everything he is doing is going against your best wishes. Like,
how's that Medicare and Medicaid, bud?
How's
that going for you? Fuck you. How's that Social Security working for you, Mr. Oxygen Tank?
Ooh, don't say Christ. Social around him. Don't say, you know?
Fuck. I don't get on Twitter because that's socialist media.
Fucking that damn goddamn Ma'am Danny up here.
Man Danny. They,
goddamn Ma'am Danny.
All right, my number three is rich people. Mm. Like, we do rich people way better than anybody else. I mean, maybe not Dubai. I think they're like per capita rich people are doing it way better than us, but we're elite.
I think the influencers have declared Dubai officially dead because of the drone strikes. Just in case you're wondering what cool people in Dubai are now saying is it's a dead city.
What is that Clavicular is saying lately? Like,
no, he won't go there. It's too gay.
He's too straight.
Yeah, it's too gay. I don't know. It's too whatever.
All right.
My number three, Americans do fries better than Canadians. Poutine's fine. McDonald's fries, way better.
Elite. You know what? Like, we can talk shit about McDonald's all day long, but their fries are classic and fantastic.
Yeah.
Can I say something real quick, though? It's been a while. Since I've had a good McDonald's, like a good batch of McDonald's fries.
That sounds like a personal problem.
It sounds like a McDonald's problem. I'm not getting fresh fries, and they're not salted enough. It's just,
well, you can
been
fake,
some bad batches.
You can thank Bobby K for that one, because, you know, it's got to be beef tallow and no salt now. Are you okay? Are you going
right,
down?
You got an earthquake over there? South Eugene has an earthquake.
It did. I caught some cordage. Went down.
My favorite argument for the McDonald's fries is that, like, they're really shitty compared to how they used to be, because they changed the oil or whatever. They used to use like the regular, now they use like the vegetable oil, but they used to use like this beef oil or something like that, and it used to taste way better or something. So I don't know if there's a way, like, well, like, I'm looking forward to that, like, in the next, like, 20 years or whatever, at some point, when they're like, McDonald's classics come back and they bring back the old oils for the fries. We'll see.
Better not be seed oils.
Real quick, Booble. Yes, the glorious Susie Bogus is okay for anyone that has been watching my pack openings the last couple weeks.
Okay. Yeah, by the way, check those out every Tuesday. Yeah. Ski opens packs. Susie's back, huh? I wasn't able to catch this week. Yeah. So. Right. Oh, Susie. Yoink.
There she is.
Hubba hubba.
Yep.
Yeah. That's the queen.
It's a nice suit. Let's see. Threes from the chat.
Classic suit.
Threes from the chat. Things that the United States does better than Canada. Boobles. Gun violence.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Uninsured patients, says Swoosh. Fenders is Mexican food, correct?
That's not fair.
I mean, it's correct. Like, but also, yeah. Nutians, toppings on our French fries. Whoa. That's a big one. We mentioned poutine, bro. Like, better than
gravy and cheese,
better than gravy and cheese curds. Cheese and bacon. Yeah. I'm with it. WCP, college debt. We are very good at that. Yeah. America, fuck yeah. SRAM.
By the way, in case you were paying attention, the save plan officially dead again for the 19th time as of the 10th of this month.
We're doing it, guys.
Fucking they hate America.
We're doing it.
God, do they hate America. Yeah,
but real quick on that. The funniest thing, a funny thing Trump administration has done is that rap, which is his thing, which is vaguely similar to save, except for some of the vast wiping out of debt, isn't available until this summer. And then a full year before it was able to be rolled out, they're like, interest starts on everyone again. Have fun. But I can't enroll. You're going to kill this plan, and I can't enroll in that plan. So why are you? Because I'm Linda McMahon, and I can.
Yeah.
Linda fucking McMahon. That's what we're doing. Let's see. SRAM raising taxes. Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. Twos. Ski?
My number two, I've seen some in the chat. I'm just going food as a whole. We're very, I mean, to the, you know, Republicans don't like it, but we're a very diverse country, which bring in a lot of good cuisines.
Yeah.
So best, you know, they say, oh, there's no real American food. American food is all of the food because everyone's here. So, and it's, best food in the world.
And it is
America.
Great. It is great. We have nerds in our country about food, like nerds who dedicate their whole life to like mixing different like countries of origin foods together to create
fusion is a thing. We created fusion.
Thank you. I was trying to remember that word. Yes. Just amazing. And my number two is sort of along those lines, but it's a specific thing, and it is bacon. Like, they have Canadian bacon. What the fuck is Canadian bacon? Ham? Yeah, we have that already. It's called ham. And guess what? Bacon is better than ham. So, like, what are we doing here? Not even, like, it's... Yeah, no. Bacon, period. That, by the way, like, hey, rest of Earth.
Bacon's okay.
Rest of Earth. We got bacon. So, take a walk.
I think everyone has bacon, though, Braga.
Not our bacon. Not our thick cut.
They got maple bacon.
I know. Ours is better, though. I'm just going to put that out there. All right, what you got, King?
My number two is the Postal Service. talk to a Canadian. Mm-hmm. They don't get mail. It's very sporadic. There's no rhyme or reason. Everyone, listen, if you live with a woman, can you imagine every day she buys a package off Amazon, there was no rhyme or reason to when it would come, and it's just a surprise? You would end up with 19,000 more items because idle hands order more shit off Amazon when you can't track it. If it's tracking, it's like a drug. Like, ooh, it's almost here. Canada, you can't do it. They don't do it.
Didn't she just have a package that showed up after like 6 months?
Wasn't that shirt? Yeah, it wasn't Amazon. It wasn't Amazon though. It was a random third. Yeah, it was just a random.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm supporting small business. Okay.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Living with a woman and no
very
rhyme or reason.
Very un-American of you. Very un-American.
Living with a woman and no rhyme or reason when something comes. Interesting.
Well, it's a skill issue.
Interesting. Let's see. Two's from the chat. Fender says Cajun food. Yeah. Does Canada do Cajun food? I suppose we do it better. Yes. Just by default. Let's see. Nutian. We play all four downs in football. Yep. Let's see. WCP says killing people at home and abroad. Yeah, we're very good at it. Very good at it. Boobles is...
Are we that good at it? Abroad, are we that good at it?
Yeah, fair.
We used to be elite.
I feel like it's been like 50 years since we've been elite at that.
We're better than Canada. Because Canada doesn't do it.
See, I don't think we're that good. Like, Stalin put up like crazy numbers.
That's true.
Millions. We're nowhere near his numbers.
Put up Adebayo. Yeah. Put up Adebayo. Yeah, unethical 83 Adebayo yeah. numbers.
Yeah, exactly.
Unethical murders.
Yeah. That's what we should do. Top three genociders next week. Yeah.
That's a fun one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Oh, Pol Pot. Pol Pot in there.
Uh-huh. Let's see. Do-do-do-do-do. Boobles is better Adams. We have Jonathan. They have Brian.
They have Vernon.
Wow. Hating Brian Adams is a fucking decision, Booble.
What's the Brian Adams song?
I don't remember.
I always think I do it for you.
That's Brian Adams.
That's
right?
The one. Yeah, that's it is, the yeah. one. Because I always think it's I got my first real six string, bought yeah. it at the five and dime. But that's not. I don't no, think it's
that's,
actually.
That's not Brian else. Adams.
Is that Mellencamp?
It is Mellencamp.
Yeah.
Old John Coog.
Silver yeah. of 69. Yeah.
There's like a few guys, because I loop Springsteen in with this too, by the way. There's a few guys from that era that sound exactly the same. And
oh, that is Brian Adams, though.
Is it really?
From the chat. Yeah,
no
there you
shit.
Go.
How about that?
Huh.
Well, good shit.
Look
kid.
At me.
Good shit. Yeah. Yeah. Thank God we have a chat to correct us. Let's see. Swoosh is donuts. Tim Hortons is mid. I will go one further. Tim Hortons is trash. I had Tim Hortons for the first time, I want to say like a year or so ago, and it is butt. Like, it's average donuts. The coffee is terrible. Like, pass.
What U.S. donuts are good?
Like the fucking corner store off Royal or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, not Royal. The one next to Willamette High School. Like, that donut place is fantastic.
Built,
like, we have
Highway 99 donuts.
We have random ass donut places that blow.
Are you talking about the one that's a Thai
water.
Food place as
yes,
well?
That place fucks.
Yeah, that's their donuts. Good. Their donuts fuck. Yes, yeah. They don't do donuts anymore though.
Oh,
they recently stopped. It was too expensive. Oh, so now they just do Thai food.
That's a shame.
I know. I can't imagine Thai donuts are that expensive. Right? Yeah, they just recently stopped.
You get dough and you put them in a fret. Like, weird, weird.
Yeah.
Let's see. SRAM, global warming. Yeah, we are sort of like, we're not the leaders.
The leaders.
We're not the
yeah,
leaders.
That's
like
true.
China,
no,
like, you know, like
China.
They're working on it, though, at least. We're not. So there is that. Fender is beer. Fuck off, Canada. Yeah.
Oh, this guy's not a big Molson guy.
Yeah. Labatt's.
Labatt's blue. Yeah.
Puppers.
I used to like Labatt's. I would do Labatt's
yeah,
for a minute. I went
Labatt's
to a Labatt's
fine.
Days.
Yeah. Labatt's is fine.
Every once in a while.
Molson never did it for me, but.
It's because it's bad.
I can't remember if Kokanee was a Canadian
ooh,
brand.
Ooh, Kokanee. Kokanee. Kokanee in a can. Refreshing.
all right, ones. Go ski.
All right. My number one, and this is just a clear W, weather. It is sunny here in the United States yeah. and warm. It's yeah. that it's sunny and warm there for 2 months of the year.
And just in Calgary.
In Calgary.
Just in Alberta. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yep. Let's see. My number one is whiskey. We own whiskey.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, do we?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that Canadian whiskey.
No.
Sneak up on you.
We're better. Better at bourbon. Sorry, man.
We just feel are. Like there's they're all their alcohol is stronger. Like Molson and Labatt's got more kick to them than our piss beer.
I mean, if that's what you're looking for, like by all means. But I'm quality over quantity in that regard. I think. Yeah. What you got, King?
My number one is the NHL.
We're better at hockey.
Yep.
Win a Stanley Cup, Canada.
Yeah.
It's been like 30 years.
Bums. Bums.
Since like the great one might have still been playing.
Yeah, was it really the Canadiens who won the last
the
one?
The Canadiens were the last one, yeah.
Over the LA Kings in like 1993. Luke Robitaille sad at the forum.
Luke Robitaille.
And then guess what? Like, we saw that, and then Gretzky came to the Kings. You know what? So
he was on the Kings.
Took that shit from you.
He was on the Kings that time.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care.
We stole Patrick Waugh. Patrick Waugh. He fucking, became an Av after that.
Hockey, whatever.
He left the Habs and became an Av.
Mm-hmm.
From Hab to Av. Oh, damn it. From Av to Hab not. I got to work. I got
to
work.
Yeah, then it's a 30 for 30.
Hab not Av. Yeah.
It's a 30 for 30 that you're writing right now. Let's see. From the chat, Nutian, our airplanes, Boeing greater than Bombardier.
Bombardier.
Yeah, probably, all right.
Probably French Canadian bullshit.
Swoosh number one, the dollar, the U.S. dollar.
It's getting closer and closer now. Yeah.
Do they have the loony? Is that what they are? Are they the loony?
They're loony and toonies. Loony and toonies.
WCP, we have better weed. Yeah, probably. I don't know. I assume so. Yes. Booble's fictional hockey entertainment. Do we? Like, what are you talking about? Because Shorzy is, like, famously Canadian.
Mighty Ducks?
Mighty Ducks? Okay. I don't know, man.
Miracle?
Miracle?
Yeah, okay.
It's not quite fictional, but...
A little bit.
Guess we got Slapshot. If you're a big Slapshot guy, big Paul Newman guy.
Oh, he's saying that was the bit, Braga, you fucking narc. Okay. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. My bad. E me. Sorry. SRAM winning Stanley Cups. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And Fender Olympic hockey. Yep. So there you go. And Swoosh, by the way, Tennessee whiskey greater than everything. Yes. 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 Also, by the way, some very good whiskeys coming out of the Pacific Northwest. Like, give some of those a shot. Like, good shit, man.
Nah. You need whiskey to come from somewhere where people talk with twang.
The only thing that matters is the barrel, man. Yeah. Like, you get some good. You can import barrels.
They're not. I'm just saying. There's never going to be a song.
Jim Bob's going to have a finger in that.
There's never going to be a song that's like, ooh, Oregon whiskey.
Oregon.
It's just not happening.
Ski needs Jim Bob to be like every single barrel, like open up the top, put his literal finger in there. And
That's how he tastes it. That's how you know it's good.
No. He sticks his big toe in it and then somehow puts that in his mouth.
Yep.
It's a family secret.
This only man lost both arms in a fucking... a tiller or something.
It's a good batch, boys. Mm-hmm. Go get me some trim.
There's a great
whiskey.
Yeah, I was gonna say
you're as smooth
Oregon.
Idaho
Oregon.
Mine. That just doesn't work.
You're as sweet. Yeah.
As sweet as Idaho
perfect.
Wine.
Read it.
What?
Yeah.
It's something like that.
What?
workshop that as well.
Yeah, we got it.
Workshop.
Yeah, well, next week or something. Yeah. Speaking of which, let's end the podcast. This has gone on for like insanely long. This is genuinely the longest podcast I think we've ever done, which is weird because we didn't have sports to talk about. Like, genuinely.
It's fucking Huckleberry being a bitch in the fucking Discord lighting a fire.
You know the other problem is like we forget and then remember about a sports story like an hour into the podcast and it's like, oh fuck, we're just trying to wrap up. I guess here's the next 30 minutes or whatever. Nutian, are you back? Yeah, FKD is back. Yeah, full circle podcast, baby. We pour some out for FKD. Now we drink that shit, scoop it back up and drink. Everybody drinking tonight for FKD. Let's go. Let's go. So get on there. Yeah. Get on Instagram and Twitter and get your discount dildos and underwear. Yeah.
Classic PSYOP by Nutty in here. Get everyone thinking, oh, Fat Kid Deals is down. Yeah. Oh, everyone come.
Got a news story about it. And now it's back the next day.
Hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A little suspicious, but could just be good marketing.
Extremely sus.
Excuse to give all his employees a day off. I'm just saying. Maybe now everybody loves him. Maybe. Okay, that's it. Again, Sunday is The Naked Gun, last year's movie with Liam Neeson and Pam Anderson. It's on, what is it on?
Prime.
It's on Prime. So watch that. Let's just talk about it. Goodbye.
Give Bezos your money.
Yeah. You what? Money?
Give Bezos your money.
Yeah. Bye.
He needs it.